Summer is a time for kids to get a break from school and have some fun, but it's also a time when hunger can become a problem, as kids don't have access to school breakfast and lunch programs. Maine has hundreds of summer meal sites where kids can get free lunches throughout the week, but the program only has an about 18% participation rate. As Patty White reports, summer meal programs across the state are trying to boost their numbers.
Every weekday, lunch is delivered to Peppermint Park in Portland, where any kid or teen 18 and under can eat for free. On this day, as soon as the boxes of meals arrive, kids crowd around Lynn McGrath as she unwraps the options.
Do you want a chicken wrap or do you want peanut butter and jelly?
McGrath and others are trying to spread the word that these free lunches, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, are available. USDA program specialist Greg Petrovich says about 23 million kids across the U.S. take part in the National School Lunch Program during the school year. But once school is out, the number who participate in the summer food service program takes a dive to under 4 million.
So less than 20% of the kids who are eligible for free and reduced price school lunch take advantage of the summer meals program.
A few years ago, Portland started providing both food and activities at the same location to double the incentive for kids to participate. At this picnic on Tuesday, the city is pulling out all the stops with ukulele lessons, games, face painting, and a table with free books for the taking. Mike Dixon of Portland Connect Ed says these offerings continue regularly.
We actually have almost every day of the week at almost every site some sort of enrichment activity, learning activity going on.
Other summer meal programs in Maine are also working to boost participation, using attractions such as bouncy houses to get kids to stop by. But even with extra activities, transportation can be a problem, especially in rural parts of the state, says Michelle Lamb of the Maine Hunger Initiative.
Even in Naples, we had a site at the beach, and there was 2 miles down the road was a mobile home park, and we had heard from the community that people weren't going to the beach just 2 miles down the road.
The stigma of accepting a free meal can also be a challenge, but Lamb says promoting the free lunch sites as community picnics may encourage more participation. At the Portland picnic, Timothy Brewster and his 4-year-old daughter, Alicia, don't need any convincing as she delights in the peanut butter in her lunch.
There's two peanut butter.
Yeah, they give you a lot of peanut butter.
Brewster actually helps prepare these meals. He says most days, about a half dozen kids show up at this particular location for lunch. He says the kids love it. It's just that more families need to know about it. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.